Today we're answering questions that have come in from various countries in the world on email. What is the first question? A wonderful question from France, of someone who enjoyed the website of Hinduism Online, but is wondering whether Lord Shiva still has Parvati, and wondering about the absence of the goddess in our Saivasiddhanta philosophy. In Advaita Saivasiddhanta, Shiva and Shakti are one and the same. In your personal life, your energy is your Shakti, your intelligence and physical body and astral body and so forth, are your possessions. You are one complete whole, and so is Shiva, one complete whole, both male and female. In the beautiful book, Dancing with Shiva, Hinduism's contemporary catechism, and you can read this online as well, you will find that in writing this book, we had quite a time over he and him. In the English language, it's quite inadequate to describe Shiva. God's not being human, therefore don't have consorts. However, they are portrayed in story form as having a consort. Even saying gods or goddesses is a misnomer. Not the correct word to use.
Even
yeah, Miss Nomer is not a young girl. In the highest yoga sense, you are complete, male and female. The gods are complete, male and female. And that is the highest yoga sense of the Saivasiddhanta philosophy. From Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, cyberspace question. What is Gurudeva's opinion about the goddess Kali? We look at Shiva and Shakti as a one unit. The energy and the intelligence of creation, preservation, and dissolution. The goddess Kali is the energy that gets things done, makes you successful in the world. But we look at that morific energy, that wild energy as being Shiva himself in a wild mood.